Now, he puts down his philosophy for Christian living. As I said, in each one of these chapters, there's a particular emphasis on Christian living. Chapter 1, it's the philosophy of Christian living. And that is all congealed and brought down to one verse in each chapter, whatever the subject is. What is Paul's philosophy? For me to live is Christ, and to die, gain. The verb is actually not there, as you'll notice that the is in italics. For me to live, what? Christ. And to die, gain. What is gain? More of the same. You'll have more of Christ. Now, you're going to be with him someday. And I'm coming to the conclusion, it took me a long time to get here, friends. The most important thing in my life as a Christian is to have the reality of Jesus Christ in my life. I find out that's not too popular today. People like to talk about that they're dedicated and they want to serve him and they want to do this and that. Well, the most important thing is to have fellowship with him, that your joy might be full. And then there'll be power. Then there'll be witness. Then there'll be these things. We are going after the end and forget all about the means. And by the way, the means does not always justify the end. We need to recognize that it has to be the right kind of means, and that is fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. For me to live, Christ, die, well, I'm going to go and be with him. You can't hurt a man like that. I wish I could come up to that level, and I wish I could say to you today, that's where I'm living today. Well, I can't say it, but I can say this to you, that is my goal. What a glorious one it is. Now he says here, but if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I choose, I know not. Paul said he didn't know. You and I don't know about the future. We don't know what a day will bring forth. Now he says, I'm in a strait betwixt two. Having a desire, and it could only be a desire. Paul says, I'd love to go and be with Christ right now. That'd be wonderful. To depart and be with Christ, that's the better of the two. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to stay down here when I had cancer. I wanted to stay, and I prayed God had let me stay. I always think of that story about in my Southland. It was in a black church, and the preacher asked one night, how many of you want to go to heaven? Everybody put up their hands except the little boy down front. That little boy didn't put up his hand, and the preacher said to him, said, don't you want to go to heaven? He said, I sure do. But he said, I thought you were getting up a load for tonight. And he didn't want to go tonight. I feel the same way about it. I'm like Paul, to stay as needful. And I'd like to stay around for a while and give out the word of God. I've just now got to the best part of my ministry. I don't want to leave it. I want to stay with it. And I'm asking God to let me stay. How wonderful it is. Now, Paul says to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you for your furtherance and joy of faith. Paul says, I want to be a blessing to you, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Paul wanted to get out of prison. He wanted to come and be with him again. How wonderful. Now, verse 27, only let your conversation. Now, this means your way of life. Be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or whether I'm absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Oh, how God's people need to stand together for the furtherance of the gospel. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. If the church was what it should be in the world today, the world would listen. Now, verse 29, for unto you it's given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. And friends, that is the high calling of Christ Jesus. If you get to the place where he lets you suffer for him, you've arrived. I'm not sure I want to be in that class, but he put me in it whether I wanted it or not. I'm not a very good example, but my, that is a token of his blessing. Having the same conflict which he saw in me, now here to be in me. In other words, Paul says, I've arrived, I'm in this class, but that's a token of blessing, not a token that God has turned his face against you.